This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I was called by the front desk clerk who was upset that a patient was complaining about how long she'd been waiting to see the doctor. When I returned to the back room where a junior doctor was, he began to tell me about a patient who was complaining about her neck pain. People commonly express dissatisfaction, although this varies greatly by culture. The British express their dissatisfaction far less than we Americans. We express dissatisfaction about nearly everything: weather, traffic, food, our healthcare system. These statements of dissatisfaction are usually called complaints, and those who express complaints are often called complainers or whiners. Neither are particularly complimentary terms. People with these labels are often excluded from social groups or have altered relationships. Now, people complain for a variety of reasons. Some people complain not because they're dissatisfied or angry, but to elicit interpersonal reactions from other people, reactions like sympathy or guilt or attention. Others want to or need to vent about their emotions. Now, complaining is close to, but not the same as, criticism. If a person is experiencing dissatisfaction, then they're complaining. But if they're not dissatisfied, but merely offering an objective assessment of the events, they are criticizing. So a person who states that doctors in the clinic are always running late, but is not themselves a patient in the clinic, is voicing a criticism. On the other hand, the person who's waiting for her doctor, who is constantly late, is complaining to voice their emotion. Now, each of us has a threshold for experiencing dissatisfaction and another for voicing dissatisfaction, also called a complaining threshold. There are people whose dissatisfaction is minimal, even tiny, but their complaining threshold is so low it leads them to a constant stream of complaints. Sometimes these people believe that if they complain, they'll receive special attention or services that they would not otherwise receive unless they complain. On the other hand, in the UK, dissatisfaction can be enormously high, and still they do not cross their complaint threshold, so they do not complain. Perhaps in these cases, the person believes that if they do complain, they will receive undesirable social consequences and will be treated less well. So we operate on the mini-maxi principle. When we complain, we hope to maximize the rewards and minimize the costs or harms. So this cost-benefit analysis suggests that complaining is effective when the rewards outweigh the costs. Certainly a lot to chew on a weekend morning. Ready to complain? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.